Hey, fighters, before we get started with today's episode, I want to invite you to text the two words contractor fight to 877-807-1740 and get more connected to what we have going on here to help you build a better business. 877-807-1740 and the two words contractor fight.
Track, track, track. You have to be obsessive about track. Every time you and I talk and I always go, oh, Tom, look at that. Who knew? Numbers tell a story. They do. And I'm the first one that doesn't want to admit it because it's really, really, really a pain in the neck, but we do it.
Do you feel you should be further along in your contracting business? Are you tired of not making the money that you know that you're worth? Or maybe you're winning, but you just want to win at a higher level. I'm Tom Reber, and this is the Contractor Fight. Turn this shit up and get ready to earn more respect, earn more money, and be a better leader in your business. Oh, and P.S., this show is not for thin-skinned people. If you offend easily or have a victim mentality, you should probably just move the fuck on right now. Let's go.
All right, fighters, welcome to the show today. Before we get going, I want to just intro my guest. Her name is Laura Rielli. Her and her husband, Matt, own a water feature company outside of Philly called Aqua Rielli. Been in the industry for a long time, doing some really good stuff there. Pretty damn solid company, high profits, stuff like that. Laura also is the, I guess, host of Landscape Marketing Secrets podcast. And she tells her story how she started that. She's got well over 100 episodes there, helping a lot of people do better in their marketing in the landscape industry. So I want to encourage you guys to go check out that podcast if you're in that industry. So anyway, we have a really good talk here today. And I think you're going to be pretty impressed with how much email marketing has impacted her business, and the percentages and the numbers that they have coming in of revenue and things like that on an annual basis just from their email that they send their customers is pretty impressive. So that's one of the big reasons I brought her on here today. So without further ado, here's Laura Rielli. Laura Rielli, what's going on, lady?
Hi, Mr. Tom Reber. How are you today?
I'm good. You know, you're like the only person in my life that uses my first and last name every time you address me.
Really? I'm it?
Yeah, you're it.
I love calling you Tom Reber. I always call you that. You're right.
Yeah, you're the only one I could think of off the top of my head that does that. So, and I used to have a football coach that used to call me Tommy Reber. He goes, Tommy Reber, come here. You know, he's from the South. But that's all I can recall. Anyway, nobody cares.
Well, I'm certainly not stopping now.
No. So as I shared in the intro, you've got this nice podcast going called Landscape Marketing Secrets, and it's evolved over the last year and a half, 2 years, whatever it's been. You've done over 100 episodes.
Yeah.
Where are you at now? By the time
106.
This. 106. All right. As of now, that's kind of a big deal. Because do you remember what I said to you when you started?
Yes.
What did I say to you?
Most people don't get past 10.
Yeah. Yeah. Most people. And I got that from Travis, who does the production of our shows and stuff, who's a rock star. And he, you know, when I hit 10 episodes, he made a big deal out of it. I'm like, dude, it's just 10. He's like, yeah, but most people, they start this podcast thing and they don't have the stomach to keep going.
Right.
It's a ton of work. It's more work than you think. I don't know about you, but I feel the pressure to every time I hit record that I gotta bring something that's kick ass for people. And the reality is we don't always do that. You know what I mean? Like some shows are better than others and you know, whatever, it just is what it is. But I wanted to congratulate you for hitting over 100 episodes.
Thank you.
So what was the show called before?
Before it was branded. It was Pond Marketing Secrets.
Okay.
And basically, I realized everything I was saying wasn't limited because, you know, a lot of people that build ponds are landscapers. Uh-huh.
And I was doing landscaping tips already for someone. So I just decided it's pretty much the same information. It's just, it's good for anyone in that field.
Yeah. You know, water features is basically a niche of the landscape industry. So
I think it's a micro niche.
Yeah, it definitely is. So now I want to set the table here for people. Give everyone an overview, because you got a couple different businesses going on. So let's give them an overview, because I know we're going to weave in and out of some of that.
Okay.
And I don't want them to be lost. So what do you do?
So my background's in marketing, and my main business is my husband and I own a water features company called Aqua Reale.
And you build water features, service ponds, koi ponds, waterfalls.
Correct.
Big jobs, mountains. Little jobs, service accounts, all that other stuff.
Serve hundreds
of people a year. And how long have you been doing that?
We started as a landscape company. So we were a traditional landscape company for 10 years. We were Reale Landscape and Design. And then we went from there 10 years ago, we changed to Aqua Reale. So we've been Aqua Reale for 10 years.
Okay. And then a couple years ago now, what's it been? You started another thing that's kicking ass.
3 years ago.
So
what happened was people kept asking, you know, we took Aqua Reale, and I'm sure we'll get to this, but took it, you know, to a really, really, really higher level than it was. Mm-hmm. And, you know, I'm happy to share numbers. And, by doing that, people kept asking me, how did you do that? How did you do that marketing wise? So I started doing it for people. And that kind of became a business called Pontent. And Pontent is simply content for pond builders.
What does that mean?
That means I do weekly and monthly emails to your customers. Gotcha. The number one way Aqua Reale gets business, we got $339,000 worth of business last year from sending emails.
Just from emails?
Yeah, because when people hear, you know, and maybe two postcards a year, you know, so we'll add that in.
Yep.
But when you stay in touch with people, and, you know, the story I tell is always your story about the painting, and you had a great relationship with the woman, and then you drove by once and you saw someone else painting the outside.
Uh-huh.
Do you love if I tell your own story better? Just kidding.
Yeah, go for it. Tell it.
Okay, let me finish your story. So then you said to the, you know, you called her and you said, well, why didn't you ask me? And she said, I didn't know you did outdoor work.
Yep.
And you told me that before I even started Pontent.
Yeah. And I felt like such an idiot. I'm like, I made an assumption that people know everything that we do, even though you call yourself a full service painting company or whatever. And so, so that was huge. And also we had talked about, I mean, I was in business for a few years and I didn't have a database. Right. I wasn't doing anything to reach out to people in those early days, and it cost me millions. I guarantee it cost me millions in sales in those first few years.
And again, that's where we went from having to look like four places at once to one place to find everything. And for us, we started with less annoying CRM, mm-hmm. which is this is called a CRM is a customer. What is it? Customer management.
Customer relationship management software.
So anyway, it's basically like a database. It's like a modern phone book. It's where you put all the info about someone that anyone can go back and look. So that's where we started putting pricing and stuff. And that's how we finally became, you know, what's the word? Automated in a way. Mm-hmm. Much more automated than we had ever been. So part of what I do with Pontent, because I mean, that made such a huge difference to us, our business.
Right.
Huge. So between that and then capturing all these emails and sending them emails, the whole thing's a system. They work together. And so I started doing that for other people.
That's good stuff. And I know a lot of those people are having a lot of success. So let's talk about Aqua Reale here for a minute and how email has helped you add revenue to your business. You know, last year you said it was like $340,000. And again, just to set the table, since you said share numbers, whatever, what'd you do in sales last year?
In 2018?
Yeah, well, the year that you did the 340 in email.
Oh, that's this year.
This year, 2019. Okay.
Hang on, I'm looking. I have this great tracker where I track every single, 356 in current customers. I don't know what I said, but I was wrong.
Okay. You said
793.
$793.
Yeah.
And I want to bring some light to something as well. You and I have talked about this a lot. We've worked together many years, and we talk a lot about defining your own success, you know, and what's important to you and things like that. You guys are a great example. A lot of people come to me and they think, man, I got to be this multi-million dollar company to be happy and make money and this and that. And I know that pretty much year in and year out, you guys are putting 30 to 35, sometimes 40% of every dollar that comes into the company, you're putting it in your own pocket in some way, shape, or form. And we don't have to get into the nitty gritty of all that, but I know your numbers, and you guys are a really strong company. You got money in the bank, debts paid off. On top of, you know, paying you guys, you know, well over six figures and doing great, taking care of your family. You guys have a really good balance of, you know, family is one of your strongest values that you guys run your company with. And you have a good, you're not slaves to the business. You spend a lot of time with your kids. So I'm just trying to give everybody the context of this. So here's what's interesting to me real quick here. If I pull out my,
and thanks for all that.
You're very welcome. So you did call it 356,000 in sales from email marketing, and your revenue is what? Seven, what?
793
divided by 793. That's 44.8, 45% of the sales that have come into your business are from email marketing.
Wow.
And so that's worth taking notice and having a conversation around. And that's kind of why I just set the table the way I did here. What in the world are you sending people, and how often are you doing it? And what can you share with somebody who's listening to this, who's been sending emails or maybe not sending emails, but either way isn't having that success?
Everyone means to. I think the number one thing, absolute truth, is continuity. It's people expect them and they read them. If people see something, especially if they see it like every, you know, around Christmas time, you're going to think that's an ad or a sale. Mm-hmm. So the goal is to create a relationship with this person early on, filled with useful information, not sales information.
All right, so let's start with frequency. How often is Aqua Reale sending an email to its database?
Weekly. We do weekly pond tips.
All right, what do you tell the person who just said this in their head? I don't want to annoy my customers.
Love it. They truly, and the ones that don't like it, they just, they opt out. And that's fine. You can't take it personally. Some people don't want emails, and I'm fine with that. But what I've learned, you know, I was always that way too. And you know this from me. Like you said, we've been together years. Mm-hmm. And I'm always the negative mindset. What if no one wants it? But what if people do? Yeah. And so there's a lot of people who actually, you know, and depending on how big your database is, the more people. So I have literally hundreds of people opening these emails every single week. And it's the same people.
Yep. About how many people are on your list?
Over 1,000, maybe about 1,100.
All right, so let's just call it 1,100. And if you divide 356 by 1,100, everybody in that email list is worth $324 to you.
Yeah.
If we're just going generalities here, right? So, there's a saying, the money's in the list. And, you know, in fact, there was a guy, somebody reached out to me today about, he's in the construction industry. He does marketing and all this other stuff, and he wants to sell his business. And he reached out to me and asked me if I wanted to buy it.
Okay.
I've never met the guy. I don't know him. And so I did what any smart person does. I forwarded the email to my team, Neil and Roz on the back end here.
Okay.
And I said, what do you guys think of this? And there were no details. And the first thing Neil replied with, and this was like an hour ago, was, well, let's see what his list looks like. And because there's money in the list. And in your case, 45% of your revenue in 2019 was in your list. And so you're sending the stuff weekly, you're consistent. What kind of things are you putting in front of them every week?
So like really helpful tips. And again, I do both ponds and landscaping. So I'll give you, an example of each.
Yeah.
For ponds this week, it was actually one of the rare ones was that it was the holiday one, and it's the gift that fits every size. But again, it's general. It just talks about, you know, different things. There's no pricing on there, and it's right. not a hard sell. Last week, it was about where to put your aerator so that you don't put cold water on the fish. So gotcha. It's very practical. It's what happens to your fish in the winter. Where do your frogs go in the winter? I mean, I'm like the weirdest wealth of knowledge. But people don't even believe me. They're like, you're making that up. I'm like, no, fish go into a state of hibernation called torpor. So along the same lines, then, for landscaping, I just did one on how to cut and take care of your Christmas tree. Things like, you know, that aren't even necessarily salesy, but just really helpful information for anyone that enjoys landscaping.
All right, I'm going to pop quiz you here.
Uh-oh.
I'm putting you on the spot, and I'm not going to edit this.
Okay.
What I'm hearing right now is the fruit of a decision you made years ago when we first started working together, when we were talking about what your three marketing strategies were going to be. Do you remember that?
Yes.
And which one does this fit under?
Keeping in touch with current customers.
It was bigger than that. Huh. Remember, you asked the question. That's okay. I threw you under the bus here.
Yeah.
You basically approached your marketing. One of the aspects, one of the strategies was, what if we could become the industry's best educator?
Oh, right.
Remember that?
And I have it right here. What if we were considered the area's best resource when it comes to water feature information?
Oh my God, look at you. You had it right there.
So, I did, because I have my marketing plan up to talk to you about later.
So I have it. But this has been years of being committed. I mean, you've created videos and blog posts, and you're sending tips out, and you basically, your strategy has been, we're going to be the go-to expert in this industry in the Philly area. Right. And so, and that, I just want to pat you on the back, because most people come up with these strategies and then they don't implement them, or they don't implement them consistently, and they're not sticking with it long enough to see the results that you're seeing now. And so, again, this is just a conversation you and I are having where everyone's listening in right now, that you didn't set out and go, hey, let's go do email marketing. You started with the bigger picture and go, who do we want to be? What do we want to be known for? Blah, blah, blah. And then once you got that strategy of being the best educator, then you fit the tactics in under that.
Right.
Cool.
And then I think what you said there, the most important thing, and the thing that 98% of the people I meet do, is they start off great. Mm-hmm. And then they just stop. And I think why you hire me, because then I've heard it all. And I've heard I could do that myself. My cousin just took a class in marketing, you know, at the Y. He can do it. Okay. And these are the same people, like, you can't help with the pond. But I understand. But really what you're paying for is someone to write it and someone to literally do it for you every week.
Yeah, it just magically shows up. And I know you've had people where they've literally made money on the very first email you guys sent out for them. And then you have people that it took a few months, you know, but, and everything in between. So what tips do you have for somebody who wants to send tips? How do you figure out the tips?
Research. I look in a lot of places. Like I look at everything Aquascape puts out, because they have really great just general pond information for every season and pictures that we're allowed to use. Mm-hmm. For landscaping, I look at botanical garden websites. I look at like this North Carolina Conservancy website. So gardening magazines. I look for different things, you know, specifically for the region I'm looking for.
Yeah, so you're putting in the research there, seeing what the trends are, what's going on. And another thing I want to throw out there is, and you talked about it, like what happens to my fish in winter and this and that. I encourage everybody to just start writing down all the questions your customers ever ask you. You know, I come from the painting industry, and we used to get all the time, you know, should I use flat or eggshell paint? Which paint is better, Benjamin Moore or Sherwin-Williams? Yeah. How do I wash my walls? How do I do a touch-up? You know, whatever it might be in your industry, what colors are good for my, you know, my office at work or whatever, you know, because there's certain colors, there's a psychology of color and things like that. So it's really endless in every industry. I mean, like you mentioned landscapers, you know, like one of the things that would drive me crazy with hardscapes is, how do I keep the weeds from growing between the cracks?
Right.
you know, if that's a look that I don't want. So that's content. I know another water feature one would be, is it true that water features will always attract mosquitoes? Because a lot of people think that, right?
They're
like, man, I don't want to put a pond in my backyard and then have a bunch of mosquitoes.
That's one of my weekly tips.
There you go.
I think it's part of the monthly newsletter, frequently asked questions.
Okay.
So, perfect.
Gotcha. The highest achievers take control of their thoughts and their actions. And that's why we created the Fight Planner. Every day you're bombarded by tens of thousands of thoughts, and most of them are negative. You're also given many choices to how to spend your time, and unfortunately, we allow ourselves to get hijacked throughout the day, and the result is we underachieve and we don't hit our goals. The Fight Planner is a tool to help you control just that, your thoughts and your actions, because those are really the only things that we do have control over. When you are intentional in these areas, you're going to move closer to your goals faster. So I want to invite you right now, if you want to dial your shit in, head to thecontractorfight.com/fight-planner. Contractorfight.com/fight-planner and get your copy today. Let's switch gears a little, talk about the podcast.
Okay.
Landscape Marketing Secrets. Done over 100 episodes, and I'm just curious, you've talked to a lot of really good guests, successful people who are doing some cool stuff. So guys, if you're in the landscape industry, make sure you go check that out on iTunes and all that. But what are some things, what are some common themes or mindsets or whatever that you see with the guests and the people you've been interacting with that are successful? Like what jumps out at you? You have so many conversations with people.
Yes. And you know how you just had to preface your story? I have to preface mine a tiny bit that Tom and I are, you know, we're competitive. You know, you and me. Mm-hmm. We used to compete on who was going to call at exactly the right time.
Yeah, we'd schedule a call for 10 o'clock. You'd call me at 9:59.
Like, I win.
30 seconds. You go, I win. Yeah, that's my God.
Okay, maybe we're not competitive. I'm competitive. Let's get that around a little. But what's funny is why I'm saying this is because the answer is what you have been telling me since day one. And it took me about 2 years for me to follow your exact advice. And that is track, track, track. Hmm. Track where, and this is all my successful people I talk to. I just talked to Stan Genetic, the dirt monkey.
Yep.
And he said, everything he does, he said, you have to be obsessive about track. Mm-hmm. Because if you don't know, every time, you know, you and I talk and I always go, oh, Tom, look at that. Who knew? The numbers tell a story.
Yep.
They do. And I'm the first one that doesn't want to admit it because it's really, really, really a pain in the neck to track everything. But
yeah,
we do it.
Yep.
So that's what successful people do. And they also, they know who to hire and they know when they're going to really not have time to do something. They do what they're good at, but they don't try to do everything.
So they get out of their own way.
Yes.
Yeah. So let's talk about the tracking thing. You've been fanatical about it. And even in the early days, you were doing it even though you didn't understand why.
Right.
Because that's usually what happens. In the beginning, it's a real pain in the ass.
Yeah.
Because you don't know, you don't really see the big picture of why you're doing this. And then 6 months, a year, year and a half goes by. And then you start looking at the data that you have. You know, let's just talk about tracking leads, right?
Yep.
What are some things that you've personally learned because you've been tracking your leads for so long?
I mean, it's crazy. We have 3 years. So sometimes you'll say to me, how'd you do last year? I'm like, hang on. I can go look at the month, you know, and not just the receipt, but actually like what happened and who called and where they came from. So know what month to put money into. So it's basically you're creating a system of data that you can go back and base decisions on. So like I decide how I want to spend my marketing dollars when I look that, you know, so many people come through my emails. Where else do they come from? Or how do I grow that email list? You know, so that's the sort of thing, but I wouldn't know where to focus. I can't do 30 things a week. No one can. And people look at it and they're like, oh my God, I'm so overwhelmed. I'm going to do nothing. Just pick one or two to start. And that's, you know, the tracking really helps me see where I want to put my focus and energies.
Yeah, I would, you know, you talk about starting simple. I remember when I first started, it was, I would type in, I just created a simple spreadsheet and I would track the date the lead came in, obviously the name. I tracked where it came from, you know, Google search or whatever, you know, we always made it a point to ask, and then whether we won the job or not. And then what I did is when I had a bunch of data, hundreds of leads in there, I filtered all the jobs we won, and then I looked at what the most successful lead source was of the jobs that we were winning.
So exactly what you taught me to do.
Yeah.
Yep.
Any surprises that you've looked at when you've been tracking and, you know, we look back at your data,
yes.
What jumped out at you?
Especially because like, you know, when you're just assuming, it's really just like it's a thought. You have no idea. So once you really start looking, hang on, I'm pulling it up right now so I can tell you exactly what I was thinking of. Surprise me. To be totally honest, our social media is ridiculously small as far as how we get business.
Mm-hmm.
We had 2 leads and 0 sales. Woo! And the other thing that I think people are just astounded by is we got a $46,000 job this year from Home Advisor.
Right.
And even Matt, when I asked him where that came from a month later, he goes, that came from Google. And we would have thought that. And I'm like, wait, I'm not sure about that. And I went back and looked. So if I didn't know that, I would be like, Home Advisor doesn't work at all. I'm just going to do Google.
Mm-hmm. So, and I know that's funny, is every year you would be like, let's look at Home Advisor. And this is not a commercial for Home Advisor, everybody. Just know that. This is a commercial basically for tracking your leads and knowing for sure if stuff works. Because, you know, I know to get that $46,000 job, you burn through some other leads and some things like that. You might have spent, what, $1,200?
You ready for another admission?
Sure.
And this one kills me too.
All right.
I literally put a hold on Home Advisor leads.
I remember that.
In like July. And you said to me, why did you do that? You have it there for a reason. Follow it through. Literally. I turned it back on. And 4 days later, I got $46,000.
Well, but that's because we had years of past data, because a year or two prior, you had like a $96,000 job. And you spent like $700 that year on Home Advisor leads.
And I complained about every dollar.
Yeah, and you did. So, but that's, here's the other thing with why the data is really good here. And then I'll give you kind of the platform here to just share anything that you feel is important on a marketing basis that you want to give some advice for before we wrap up. So the other thing the data does, you're very competitive.
Right.
We know that. Usually at least two, sometimes 3 times a year, we get on our calls together, me, you and Matt. You're ready to jump off a bridge because you feel like the business is doing shitty.
Yep.
You feel like the phone's not ringing and blah, 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 and blah, blah, blah. And we'll often go back to the data and we'll go, well, let's look at the last 2 years in June and see what was going on. And oftentimes you'll be like, oh my God, we've had more leads and sales this June than we did the last two. So we can't always trust our emotions is what I'm saying. And when you track the data and you're fanatical about it, it helps you make good decisions, but it also shows and proves to you that you're moving in the right direction. You're doing the right things. And it gives you confidence.
I agree very much so. And you're right. It does. I live on emotion. So I need this data to kind of ground me.
You and me both.
Yeah.
I think, anyway, we beat that up enough. So,
okay.
So you got Landscape Marketing Secrets. You've learned a lot from people. You've done a lot in your own businesses and things like that. What are some things that you'd want to leave, the contractor fight with here today? Just anything that's just on the burning in in your head or heart to be able to share to help them be more successful in their marketing?
The most important thing I can say, really 2 things. Don't try to do everything. You can't. Even I can't. And I work. And also, I'm home. Like, I have an office here. I do this from my house. all day and half the night. I run both businesses. Like most people, and I respect that you guys are out. You're out in the field. Don't expect to get to my level of tracking. Because if you do, you're setting, you know, like Tom says, get to your level of tracking. What's your goal? If your goal is to at least write down every person that calls and put them on a list, then that's your goal. Make it an attainable goal. That's what I'd really tell people when it comes to marketing.
Love it.
And then, you know, like Tom says, look at, you know, I go back and forth. Social media is important. It's not the only thing. And make sure you have that content and you're reaching out to people, you know, with words. That's my advice.
I love that. And I think you bring up the social media. I'm always banging the social media drum. Okay. And I do for two reasons. Number one, I totally believe in the reach and the eyeballs and it makes you relevant. Number two, it works for me. So of course I'm going to talk about it. You know what I mean? And so right. I guess what I want people to understand is that every marketing tactic works. They all work. You just got to dial it in for you and your own business. And that's really what you've done with this whole email thing.
Right.
You know, and you've put your focus there and things like that. You chose, I remember you decided, you know, hey, we're going to educate people and this is where we're going to bang our drum, plant our flag. Yeah. And so everything works. You just got to figure it out for you and then let the data make you, right or wrong as time goes on. So somebody wants to reach out to you, talk to you. First of all, where do they find the podcast? And second, if they're in the landscape industry and they're like, man, I want to talk to Laura about this email stuff and see if she can help me, how do they reach you?
Okay. Well, a couple ways to find the podcast. You are going to look for Landscape Marketing Secrets and no one else has that name.
There you go.
Sorry, it's a long one, but if you LMS was taken. So if you type that in, you'll be able to get to the podcast. You can also get to the podcast from my website, which shockingly enough is also called landscapemarketingsecrets.com.
Such a smart ass.
I know, right? That one's a www though. So, and then one more thing, my email. You ready?
All right.
Go ahead.
Let me guess. Landscapemarketingsecrets.com.
Oh my God, Tom, you win. You win. Now, if all that is way too much to type, which I understand, call me or text me. I love it. My number is 215-805-8257.
So I think it's fair to say there's plenty of ways to reach you. So
yes, I'm very, you know me, I could talk about marketing all day and night.
Yeah, you know, and that's what I love. You know, we had a fight fest in Nashville last weekend and it was all about marketing and stuff like that. And I got up there in front of the room and I said, guys, raise your hand if when you hear that you got to do marketing for your business, there's a part of your soul that dies, you know, and, you know, at least half the room raised their hand. So I get it. And I know you get it that not everyone's wired to be fired up about this shit. And again, that's why I think it's important that you bring people, you know, somebody like you as an outside vendor into your business or whatever to help you get the results that you want in an area that you're just not fired up about. But again, spearheading the marketing in your own business doesn't mean you have to do it all. It just means you have to know that it's important. And
I have great SEO people.
Yep.
I have great website people. I definitely know that I can't do this.
Yeah.
I'm like the general contractor and my expertise is writing. Everything else I hire out.
There you go. Well, listen, I appreciate you hanging out with us here today. Everybody go check out Laura and her stuff at landscapemarketingsecrets.com. And with that, Travis, bring in those guitars, rock us out. We'll catch you guys next time on The Fight.
Want some fight swag to wear? Simply share this episode of The Contractor Fight anywhere on Facebook or Instagram using the hashtag #JoinTheFight. And our team will pick one winner each week to recognize your help in spreading the fight message.